こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストは公式のバイリンガルニュースアプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。1個目、今月9日、香港で中国への容疑者の引き渡しを可能にする逃亡犯条例の改正に反対する大規模なデモが行われました。デモは非暴力的なものでしたが、占拠された道路から若者たちを排除しようと、機動隊が催涙ガスやゴム弾を使用したり、警棒で叩くなどしたため、60人ほど怪我人も出ています。先週土曜日には、香港政府のキャリー・ラム行政長官が記者会見を開き、説明不足で不安を招いたと謝罪し、議会での審議を延期すると発表しましたが、多くの市民は改正案の延期ではなく廃案を求めており、次の日には過去最大級の200万人がデモに参加し行進をしました。市民側は本日木曜日現地時間の午後5時までに廃案とならない場合には、明日金曜日にデモとストライキを行うとしています。
On the 9th, large protests were held in Hong Kong in opposition to a proposed law which would enable the extradition of suspects in Hong Kong by mainland ChinaWhile the protests were peaceful, riot police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and batons to remove protesters from the streets, resulting in some 60 people with injuries. Last week on Saturday, Hong Kong Director Carrie Lam issued an apology, stating that the law change was not well explained and caused unrest among the public, and stated that the proposal would be postponed indefinitely. However, the public sought for the bill to be rejected entirely and protested the next day,in numbers estimated as high as 2 million people. It has been suggested by protesters that if the bill is not eliminated by 5 p.m. today, that more protests and strikes would be held on Friday.
そう、9日のデモより16日のデモの方がさらに平和だったらしくて、私の友達が香港に住んでるんだけど、その子の友達は赤ちゃんを連れてデモに参加したらしくて、その写真も見せてくれた。普通にこう、ベビーカーに乗った赤ちゃんが、まあ、行進の中に紛れてる感じ。まあでもそれぐらい平和な、あのデモ自体はね、あの平和だったみたい。
Is that the 2 million people one?
Yeah.
But really 2 million? That sounds like a lot.
まあ200万人は主催者側の発表で、だいたい主催者側の発表っていうのはちょっと多め。
Mm-hmm.
で、政府が発表するのはかなり少なめっていう。
What was the 政府 number?
ああ、忘れちゃった。まあ、大体そういうもんなんだけどさ。
Mm-hmm.
あの、まあ、容疑者の引き渡し、今まで20カ国と結んでいたのをこれを拡大して、あの中国本土ともやりましょうねっていう改正なんだよね。で、一応重犯罪に限定したりとか、してはいるんだけれども、やっぱり不安が大きいよねっていうことで、まあ、弁護士のグループとかも延期の要望書を出したりしていたっていう。
There has kind of, I'm not super knowledgeable on this, but I feel like there has been a growing rift between Hong Kong and mainland China as I guess in some ways Hong Kong has been losing leverage in China because Hong Kong used to be like 30-40% of China's economic activity, but now it's only like 5% or less.
そう、だいたい多分 20% とかだったのが、今はそう、今マイケルが言った通り、あの、まあ、中国がガッと成長して、それに伴ってこう香港の経済的な強みっていうのが、まあ、比較して小さくなってきたので、あんまりこう多分香港を自由にさせとくメリットが感じられない。それよりもデメリットの方を、まあ、中国政府からすると感じ始めてるのかなっていうのはあるよね。ただまあ住んでる人からすると、まあ不安だし、デモやるのは当たり前だしっていう感じだと思うんだけど、ツイッターとか見てるとやっぱり意見が分かれている。その、まあ、中国本土の人と、本土の人の中でも多分これ頑張ってって思ってる人と、いやいや何言ってるんだみたいな人がいて、まあ私は広東語が読めないからちょっと 本当に、本当のところでみんながどう思ってるのかっていうのを探るのはなかなか難しいんだけど、例えば香港に住んでる私の友達は台湾人なんだよね。
うん、
だから、まあ、彼女は多分、まあ、例えばどんどんこう締め付けが厳しくなっていって、香港が住みにくいなってなったら、もう出ちゃえばいいやと思ってる。
うん、
し、まあ、2047年に、まあ、この、なんていうの、なんていうんだっけ、一国二制度がエクスパイアするじゃない、うん、だそうなる前に、まあ、どっかに引っ越せばいいやって多分思ってるから、結構諦めモードなんだよね彼女は。だそういう人ももちろんいるだろうし、ただ住んでる大半の人はね、そんな簡単にじゃあ嫌だったら外国に住めばいいやっていうのは無理なのが当然なので、まあ、声を上げるしかないよね。
I feel like a lot of the sentiment is kind of stoked by this onslaught of AI-powered surveillance type human rights, you know, privacy violating Uyghur、
ね、
issue.
今回もそのデモに参加してる人が顔を隠して、あの、マスクとかをして参加したりしていて、やっぱりそれも監視されるのがね、やっぱり危ないとか怖いっていう思いから来てると思うんだけど。
That may not be enough.
うん、なんかツイッターでこう本土の人が、いやそもそもこう20カ国引き渡し結んでるし、中国もまあ40カ国とこの逃亡犯条例を、あの、まあ、容疑者の身柄引き渡しを可能にするものを結んでるわけで、別にそれがちょ中国本土と香港で拡大したからといって何がそんな心配なんだみたいなことを言ってる人もいたんだけど、やっぱりその引き渡しって言ってもこう他の国が例えば日本に、あ、じゃあ容疑者引き渡してくださいって言われた時に、あ、はいどうぞどうぞって何もこう審査もせずにポロッと引き渡すわけじゃないじゃない、
うん、
だから例えばこれが改正されたとして、その裁判官が本当に引き渡すべきかどうか最終的には判断することになるじゃん、審査して。だその裁判、香港の裁判官が例えば中国本土の政府からすごい圧力を受けたりとかする可能性があるんだよね。でそれにじゃあ負けないって言えるのかっていう、例えば本当におかしい場合があったとして、いやこれは引き渡したらちょっと危ないんじゃないかなっていう時に誰も止める人がいない。だからその中国本土もそうだけど、香港の人が香港政府に対してやっぱり信頼がないというかさ、だからこうなってると思うんだけど。
I feel like this is kind of a growing theme in a lot of parts of the world lately, where people in a state or some part of the country, I mean Japan has this with Okinawa to some extent, so like Tokyo kind of makes decisions like, you know, we're going to have this many airplanes flying over your head, and they're kind of like, well, why can't we decide?You know, and you have tensions. And so, you know, Hong Kong wants some, seems like they would prefer to have more sovereignty and control of, I mean, there was the issue just a few years ago with the umbrella revolution. I don't know if that much changed as a result of that, but certainly sentiments changed. And people felt like mainland China, you know, was...abrasive to the functioning of the local political system for elections, at least. Do you think there are parallels with, you know, people talk about Brexit a lot, but I think maybe Hong Kong is more unanimous in their sentiment towards mainland China than like,You know, Brexit is a decision where everyone's either, you know, everyone's kind of...
なんかその多分根本的に違うところって、中国ってその中国政府の決定イコール何中国国民のセンチメントではないじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だそこがやっぱり結構大きく違うかなと思っていて、だからそのなんだろう、香港、これは香港と中国の戦いみたいに思う人もいるかもしれないけど、実際はその香港の国民がじゃあ中国本土の国民に対して何かネガティブな思いがあるかっていうと、必ずしもそういうわけではないじゃん、
うん、
だからそれがやっぱり他の例と根本的に違うとこかなと思うけど。
Well, there's definitely unique aspects to all of these situations. But when you're part of a larger organization,
yeah,
the weight of your vote is diminished. So like Spain doesn't have that much, you know, influence compared to Germany in the EU, for example.
Right.
And Spanish people may complain about that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where these boundaries should go. You know, you can have more sovereignty, but there may be benefits to having less sovereignty. You know, but your individual vote as a person, if you lived in Hong Kong, you probably feel like your vote doesn't mean as much if these circumstances continue the trajectory they've been going, right?
まあ元からその選挙の仕組み自体が全然違うから、なんか香港とかに関しては選挙で民意を反映させるっていうことが無理だから、もうデモやるしかないみたいな感じだと思うんだよね。日本だったらじゃあね、選挙の日にちゃんと選挙行きましょうねとか言えば済む話かもしれないけど、香港はそういうわけじゃないから、だからまあこれでね、今日の5時までだから、今収録しているのが午後3時でどうなるのか分かんないけど、
Who, where did that,
分かんない、
ultimatum come from?
なんかあのそういうページがあるらしくて、その特設サイトみたいなのがあるのかな、よく分かんない。あのそこでまあみんながこう呼びかけてる、あのもしこうなったら次はここに集まりましょうねと か、そこで、あのまあ一個あの記事が出てたのは、まあこのまま行くともしかしたら金曜日もうちょっと激しいデモになる可能性もあるっていう。だからまあできればずっとね、怪我する人が少ない方がいいんだけど、まああまりにもみんなが不満が募っちゃうとどうなっちゃうか分かんないから、ちょっと心配だけど。
What do you think of the, I guess, Beijing government narrative that the unrest is partly caused by, you know, the U.S. political situation and American culture, and that mainland China has essentially been suggesting that multi-party systems are bad. You know, that's part of their...
なんか最近思うのは、その私はやっぱり日本で生まれ育ってアメリカの価値観、まあ、日本人みんな戦後さ、まあ、アメリカに民主主義というものはこうですよっていうのを教えてもらって、こう、あ、こういうものなんだみたいな、だからアメリカがお手本みたいな風に思ってきたわけじゃん。だから自分ももちろんそれは例外じゃなくて、こう、まあ、イラク戦争の時もそうだったし、こうアメリカがあの先陣を切ってみんなに民主主義というものを教えてあげる、それでみんなハッピーでしょみたいな、だそれがすごい正しいことみたいにさ思って、まあ、育った面もあるんだけど、ただこう一方でじゃあ中国がすごい成長して、まあ、すごく強い国になったかといって、じゃあアメリカみたいな民主主義にじゃあ転換しましょうということはないわけじゃん、今のところ全然ってなった時に、そのなんか大きい目で見て、人類っていう動物からすると多様性があった方がまあいいから、みんながみんなアメリカみたいに、まあ、アメリカも問題たくさん抱えてるし、でそれが理想なのかっていうと、まあそうとも言い切れない。だから別にみんながみんなこう民主主義じゃなくてもいいと私は思ってるんだけど、ただそこですごい人権が無視されたりするっていうのはさすがに問題じゃん。
Well,
だからこう今までってこう中国に対して周りの国、欧米諸国とかが、まあ、人権無視するなとかいろいろ言ってきたわけじゃん。でもこう中国がここまで強くなって、まあ、正直そんなに周りの声を気にする必要もなくなってきたっていうところで、別にこうアメリカみたいな民主主義になる必要は全くないけど、なんかその大きい国、まあ、世界の中のリーダーの一つの国として、どこまでそのなんだろう、人権を無視するような行動を好き勝手取ってやっていけるのかっていう、なんかそういう疑問がある、ちょっと。
Well, I think a lot of people in China, mainland China, have become very well educated very quickly and have begun to travel and see the rest of the world. And the pressures that I think will make a difference in mainland China ultimately will come from the people within mainland China. And as a result of their economic empowerment and their access to information around the world. I just think we're kind of in an in-between phase where that hasn't really taken place yet. And the government has taken preemptive measures to control information because they saw that this would happen.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think their efforts will be futile to control the sentiments of the people within mainland China. But...
なんかやっぱりその中国、私は本土に行ったことないし想像ができてないけど、やっぱりその政府がやってることとその国民一人一人の、
mm-hmm.
なんだろうとの乖離がすごいと思うんだよね。だからそこをどういうふうになんだ、例えば、まあ、日本だったら、まあ、日本もあるけどね、その乖離は。例えばその移民センターで起きてることとかは、じゃあ日本人全員がそれでいいと思ってるのかって言ったらそんなことないじゃん、
うん、
じゃあ日本人全員がひどい人かって言ったらそういうわけでもないけど、実際に被害に遭ってる人がいるみたいな時に、まあ、その乖離っていうのが日本ですらもあるけど中国だったらもっとあると思っていて、
うん、A lot of that indifference is a result of ignorance, which is a result of the propaganda campaigns and
ignorance ももちろんそうだけど、その無力感というかさ、何をしても意味がない、こう選挙とかで声を届けられるわけでもないとかってなるとさ、まあ、まあロシアとかもそうなのかもしれないけど、こう言ったってしょうがないから、まあ、とにかく自分の生活を頑張っていくしかないなっていうふうに、まあ、切り替えるしかないじゃん、毎日生きていくために。それはもう当たり前だと思うんだけど、なんか難しいよね。まあこれはね、本当に詳しくないからここでなんか言ってもしょうがないんだけど、
well, I think certainly,
だから広東語が読めればいいなって
there is some form of an intimidation tactic from the government in China towards、yeah. its citizens, where you know, if you say bad things about the country, or if you, you know, they have the social credit system, so they have ways of、
yeah.
Sort of reducing your autonomy and yourauthority in society in a very、mm. direct way, and that would suppress, it would suppress my opinion、
yeah.
certainly、
yeah.
you know, if I was getting
だからなんかそれがこう香港みたいに、例えば今まで自由だったのが急にそうなるかもしれないってなるとすごい恐怖だし戦おうってなるんだけど、じわじわじわじわそうなっていった場合って、こうなんだろう、あ、まあ、余計なことさえ言わなければ別に普通に暮らせるし、経済もめちゃくちゃ成長してるし、まあ、
we make the same deals.
困ってないっていう。
We make the same deals that they're, you know, well, they're not making these deals necessarily. They're kind of forced into it by the government.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We trade our privacy and,
そう、そうなの、そうなの、そうなの。
And our time.
そう、だから日本もさ、いつもいつもそう言うけど、まあ自分にはね、そんな別に不利益ないしいいやみたいな、それだんだんだんだんこうじわじわじわじわなっていったわけだから、別に国民の中でどこまで不満があるのか私は分かんないけど、こんな200万人が怒ってデモするようなことになんないわけじゃん、じわじわ やりゃさ。だそこはなんかそれをいい、まあいい悪いとかの問題じゃないんだけど、それってどういう感じなんだろうなっていうのは好奇心ではあるけど、すごい。
What do you think is going to happen?
わかんない。だからもう今日の5時だよね。今日の、でもこれはさ、別にこう、なんだろう。中、まあ。
It just doesn't seem like a hill that.
これをやらないメリット、なんだろう、これ別に通しちゃったら通しちゃった。で、じゃあ住んでる人が何ができるのかっていう話でさ。
It seems like it's not politically worth it to push this thing through. Although the protesters now are saying that they want this Carrie Lam to resign.
Ah, so, yeah, so,
and so the demands have, you know,
elevated a little bit. But Carrie Lam さんが辞任したところで、次に就任する人も、まあ、本土の息がかかった人なわけだから、その実際じゃあすごく変わるかって言って、そういうわけでもないんだよね。
There's people stuck in between, you know, being taken out from Beijing and then being taken out from the protester side. You know, it would take a pretty skilled politician to try to survive both sides of that onslaught, I think.
だからまあ状況がちょっとあまりにも特殊だからね、なかなか難しいよね。こう同じ国だけど同じ国じゃないっていうさ、パスポートも違うじゃん、香港のパスポートとメインランドのパスポート。う
ん。And they have a border. They have a proper border there.
そうだから。で、まあもう離れてからね、すごい時間も経ってるから、こう住んでる人たちの感覚っていうのももちろん文化とかもさ、もちろん被ってる部分はたくさんあるけど、違うところもたくさんあるだろうしっていう。
I feel like the leverage that Hong Kong has will only decrease in the future as the mainland grows more and more.
まああと結局その2047年にさ、以降どうなるかっていうのもあるからね。
That's so far in the future. That's like beyond, you know, people's timeline for general AI and the singularity.
ただこうそこに向けてさ、中国は多分どんどんどんどんね、もともとのさ本土の方に近づけていこうって多分努力していくわけじゃん、
うん、
そこで多分もっと香港の人からは反発もあるだろうし、まあ、私はこういうの見た時に、まあね、香港の人頑張ってって思うけど、
うん、
しかもデモはやっぱり上手だよね。上手というかそのちゃんと呼びかけてさ、あの暴力はダメですよとか、そのお店をさ、うん、まあ、フランスみたいに店のショーウィンドウを割るとか車をひっくり返すとか火をつけるとかそういうことは起きないわけじゃん、こんなにいっぱい人が来てもね。
Well, in France, it's like lighting cars on fire is the point.
そう、だからそれはすごい上手いし、あの出てたビデオもやっぱりあの、リツイートかライクかなんかツイートしたけど、その記者の人がさ普通にこう喋ってる時にデモやってる人がこう来てさ、あの機動隊から攻撃されると危ないからって急いでこうヘルメットをかぶせてくれたりとか傘でこう守ってくれたりとかして、こうメディアの海外から来てる記者の人も怪我しないようにこう普通に市民が手伝ってあげてるところとか、あとあれ見た、あの救急車が来てこうバーッとモーゼみたいに人が避けてちゃんと道を作ってるとか。
You know, it's very it's a weird situation to have 2 million people on the street, no matter what the reason is. That's、mm-hmm. like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. でもすごいみんながこう落ち着いてさ、これをこう、まあそこですごいね、暴徒化しちゃうと、やっぱり自分が言いたいことが薄れちゃうから、なんかデモのやり方のお手本みたいな感じで、すごいうまいなと思った。
Mm-hmm. I think it was very clear what people wanted.What people were unhappy about、
mm.
and it seemed like it was well communicated through the、WhatsApp or whatever、mm. they're using over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And、yeah, I mean, it's geographically it kind of works out better than some of the other kinds of protests we've seen. Like in the United States, it's, you know, you have the opposition is there with the opposition in all these protests,、
mm.
you know, so it's、I think this kind of unified, peaceful protest is a little bit more pleasant to watch. Although, you know, they did、
yeah.
have, you know, Tank Man and,、you know,、mm, Tank Man.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
China has an interesting history with protests, so there is a little bit of tension.、
Mm.
But it seems like, you know, even the government side is managing it much better than they have in the past.
そうね、なんか最近日本でも結構デモ、まあ、年金問題とかでデモやってる人たちがいたりして、それをこうなんかバカにするみたいな、なんか知識人みたいなの結構なんかツイッターとかでいて、それってなんか嫌だなって思う。こうさ、なんだろうね、そんな熱くなっちゃってみたいなとか、みんな分かってないからそんなデモなんか言ってみたいなこと言うけど、
うん、
やっぱりこう自分の主張をこう政府に伝えるっていうのは民主主義の中では重要なポイントであって、それはこう選挙に行くだけじゃないから、こうデモをするっていうのも、デモとか集会をするっていう権利があって、それができるっていうのがこう醍醐味じゃん、民主主義の。だから、まあ、そこでね、本当人の車に火つけたりとかは良くないけど、こうピースフルに更新したりとか、こうなんかね、ちゃんとしたりするのは別にいいじゃんって思うけど、ね。
うん。 It's always, I'm always curious about how effective it is, and you know,
so man,
it's like, is this working or is this just totally?
国によるよね。だから本当に、フランスとかだとね、本当になんか政府がすぐにこう、すいませんでしたみたいな感じでさ、謝って実際にワークしたりしてるのを見やすいけどね、効果として。ただ日本とかは確かにね、なかなか分かんない。次、イギリスの広告基準協議会は昨年12月に男女のステレオタイプを利用して消費者に物を売ろうとする広告を禁止することを発表し、準備期間として広告業者に6ヶ月の猶予を与えていましたが、今月から本格的に施行が開始されました。ステレオタイプが全て禁止されるわけではないため、女性が買い物をしたり男性が日用大工をする姿などは当然問題ありませんが、有害なステレオタイプの例として以下を挙げています。 1. 性別が原因で能力が劣っているかのような表現。例えば男性だからおむつが変えられない、女性だから車の駐車ができないなど。 2. 性別と個人の特性を紐づけた表現。例えば男の子は数学者になり女の子はバレリーナになるなど。 3. 性別に対し価値観を押し付けるもの。例えば赤ちゃんがいる女性に対し見た目や家の綺麗さを重視すべきと主張するなど。ベルギーやフランスなど欧米諸国では以前より同様の法律が存在しているほか、アメリカでは子ども向けの広告に限り広告業界が自主的にガイドラインを定めています。
Last year in December, Britain's Advertising Standards Authority announced a ban on advertising utilizing gender stereotypes, but delayed its implementation for 6 months to allow for preparation. The ban has gone into effect as of this month. The ban will not prohibit all gender stereotypes, such as women shopping or men doing carpentry, but rather gender stereotypes that they consider harmful, such as the following: ads which show men or women failing to achieve a task because of their gender.For example, men not being able to change diapers or women not being able to park. Ads which depict stereotypical personality traits for boys and girls. For example, boys becoming mathematicians and girls becoming ballerinas. Ads which push gender values. For example, suggesting that mothers with babies should prioritize their appearance and the cleanliness of their home. Belgium, France, and other Western countries have implemented similar laws, and the United States, aside from laws restricting the kinds of advertising that can target children,has an advertising industry which sets the guidelines for itself.
そう、まあ広告っていうのはこう文化とか慣習を反映してるものであると同時に、やっぱりこう多くの人の目にすごい止まるものだから、こう広告でノーマライズされてるものっていうのは、みんながああそうだよね、こういうものなんだって思っちゃうっていう、まあ、危険性みたいなものもあるかなと思っていて、それをすごい感じたのが、この間オランダ行ってたじゃん私、その時にこうテレビつけてたのね、オランダってどういうテレビやってんのかなと思って、そしたらお尻拭きかおむつの CM で、まあ、男の人が出てきておむつ替えてるわけよ、でもう一人男の人が出てきて、まあ、なんか何やら言ってんのね。だから男性同士のカップルなのよ。でオランダってもう多分同性婚を合法化してから20年ぐらい経ってるから、まあ、もちろん子供育ててる人とかもいっぱいいるし、なんかその CM がもう全然超普通にやってるのを見た時に、なんかこう確かに CM でやってると、ああまあそうか、まあそういう人もいるよなみたいな感じで、なんかこうスッとさ入ってくるというか、なんか当たり前のこととして、だそれと同じで、こうお父さんだからおむつ変えられないみたいなのをずっと見せられてると、あそういうもんかってやっぱ思っちゃうし、新しいお父さんも、あ俺お父さんだからおむつ変えれないわみたいなさ感じに、それがエンフォースされてしまうなって思った。
How true do you think, like certain stereotypes are a little bit true, sort of true, like I don'tThere are stereotypes that are true, but maybe not offensive. But I feel like most of them can be offensive.
そうだね。よく例に出るのは、そのアジア人が数学が得意だっていう。で、それは別にこう、数学が得意 でしょって言われることによって失礼なみたいなこうそんなにね怒るシチュエーションはないかもしれないけど、
まあ、
ただ
Non-Asians suck at math.
ただの決めつけとか、まあ、あと黒人だから絶対バスケ得意でしょみたいなとかさ、
mm-hmm.
そういう
That seems, that's a little bit, that's pretty absurd. But if you show, you know, if you show a, some black guy playing basketball in an ad, it's, I feel like that shouldn't be, it's so subjective, right? Like,
あ、そうそう。だからまあ、これもね、正直その
not necessarily saying like, it's not representative of, like, everyone in the ad is not,Representing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
そうなんだけど、多分だからそのお父さんがおむつ変えられないみたいなのってそのパターン化しても毎回毎回いろんな CM に出てきちゃうみたいな。そうするとやっぱなんか、
right.
個人がっていうよりはもうお父さん全体を represent してると思われてもまあ仕方ないじゃん。
Well,
まあ、そういうことだと思うんだよね。
Have ads where like dads come out and they're just like and they're just doing
yeah.
diapers like in 2 seconds,
yeah.
like way unrealistically fast.Way better
yeah,
than
Yeah, that's fine. まあただだから、これも、
I feel like this has so much potential for abuse, favoritism, you know, all kinds of every bad thing that happens in sort of a government, regulatory, corporate, you know.
まあこれもだから、こうすごい強調されてるのは別にステレオタイプ全部がダメって言ってるんじゃないよっていう、それがこう、
right.
誰かが傷つくような表現とか誰かに。
Subjectivity at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. そう。だから、まあ、難しくはあるけど、ただこう、政府が口を出さないといけないほど悪いっていうのは、ある意味、mm. まあ、問題ではあるなって私は個人的には思った。日本も結構広告、まあ、炎上するよね。今年に入ってからも結構、その女性向けの広告がよく炎上していて、それも、例えば女って、友達同士でも裏ではなんか足の引っ張り合いだよねみたいなステレオタイプとか、mm. 日本のテレビでもこう女同士の嫌なとこを言い合うみたいなのとか、mm. こうあたかも、まあ、男性でももちろんそういう人いるじゃん。でもそれがこう女しかやってないみたいなとか、むしろ女はみんなそういうことしてるっていうようなのとか、まあ、あと男性向けだと例えばそのちょっとステレオタイプと違うけど、その会社を休めないあなたへこの風邪薬どうぞみたいなとか、なんか絶対休んじゃダメみたいなさ、こう男はもう残業もしてなんかこう家族を支えるのがもうその生き方であって、
yeah.
みたいな、こう
penis enlargement and ハゲ and
あそうそうハゲもそう、だからハゲも良くないみたいなさ、なんかハゲダメみたいなメッセージをすごい刷り込んでくる、そうそうそうとか、そうね、だからそういうのなんかそういう恐怖をやっぱり煽ってこうハゲだとモテないですよねとかさ、そういうなんか
You think that wouldn't be allowed?
How
do you advertise, you know, balding medication without implying that being bald is uncool? Ads are always
ニュートラルに言えばいいじゃん。
That's not an effective ad. That's a shitty ad.
でもさ、結構なんか
You're not gonna sell any Rogaine or whatever.
でもさ、今さ、その薄毛で悩んでる人は病院で相談できますよっていうなんか広告よくあるじゃん。あれは私は別にいいと思う。なぜならハゲだとダメだよねみたいなことを言ってるわけじゃなくて、もうすでに悩んでる人はこういうのがありますよっていうのをただニュートラルに紹介するっていう、それは別に悪くないじゃん。
But the market incentivizes all the ads towards the most, you know, clickbaity, alarmist,You know, the thing that makes you feel the most need.
そう、だ、
so things that make you feel need are often offensive.
今までやっぱり何も言われてこなかったからまかり通ってたけど、最近はやっぱりそうやって炎上したりとかして消費者からやめろっていう声が上がるわけじゃん。だそれはいい流れだと思う。なんかね、どっかの記事でこれに関連して書いてあったのが、Always a bridesmaid.Never a bride みたいな、なんか言い方あるじゃん今って、
うん、
なんか慣用句みたいな、だからブライズメイドとしては何回も呼ばれてるけど自分は結婚してないみたいな、
うん、
でそれってなんか1920年代にリステリンの CM で出てきたタグラインなんだって。だからリステリンを使って口きれいにしてないとお嫁に行けないよみたいなこう恐怖を煽ってるわけだけど、
There's just so much irrelevant stuff in advertising now. It's like everything is bootstrapping itself to like, it's so moralizing. It's so moralizing and political for just to peddle products. You know, that there's so many companies that they don't care about whatever the movement is, feminism or LGBT or something. They don't. They're just bootstrapping their shitty product to it. And people who identify with those values consume them. And this is something that's just going on at a level I don't think we've ever seen before, where the product, you know, maybe it's Pepsi or whatever, has nothing to do. It's just a company. They're just trying to make money. Don't believe it. It's nonsense. It's total nonsense. But people are believing all this stuff all over the place. But it's marketing. It's not, this isn't, these companies aren't, you know, the moral arbiters of our society. It's preposterous. I mean, that's just how I feel. What do you think they mean by advertising? Because these days, you know, we have all kinds of sponsorships. We have influencers, various programs that, like, it's not even clear what. It's clear if it's an ad on television or it's posted inside of a train or something, but these days it's not.
広告の中身っていうところだけに注目すると、なんか、なんだろう、何の意味があるのってなっちゃうかもしれないけど、大企業としてじゃあ何を容認するかっていうメッセージっていうふうに捉えると、確かにその大企業としてじゃあ変なステレオタイプを社会に対してプッシュするっていうのはどうなんだっていう、それは確かに良くないじゃん。だからさ、ステレオタイプで言うとさ、私子供が生まれてからめちゃくちゃあるんだけど、外歩いてる時に、ああかわいい、ハーフですかって言われるのね、絶対。で、あ、いや、クォーターなんですとかさ、言うと、ああそうなん、でもやっぱりみたいな、あ、やっぱりクォーターとかハーフかわいいですねみたいな言われるのね。でそれって何にも多分悪気ないし、まあ、褒めてくれてるんだけど、なんかその私からすると、なんか外国人の血が混ざってるから可愛くなった、だから私の子だからってことじゃないみたいなさ、暗に言われてるようなもんなわけじゃん、結局は。
But it could mean that he has Japanese blood and that's why he's 可愛い。
No, that's not what they mean. You know it.
But that's not the same statement, you know. It's, they're saying, you know, half or a quarter they think is kawaii. It's not really about if we add some of this. It's just,
demo, that's what they basically mean. Like, not like consciously, but it's embedded in the message. And で、なんか、ああ私もハーフの子供欲しいんですとかさ言ってくる人とかいて、なんかこういいんだけど、あのハーフとかクォーターだからといって、みんながみんなこうモデルみたいな見た目っていうわけじゃないじゃん。でそれってハーフとかクォーターの人が散々言ってることじゃん。こう変な期待値がある、だからあれハーフなのに可愛くないねみたいな失礼なこと言われたりとかさ、なんかハーフなのにモデルみたいな見た目じゃないんだね、なんでみたいなとかさ、その知らねえよって感じじゃんこっちは。だからこう、なんだろう、本当に紙一重で、例えばうちは、あ、可愛いですねって言われるかまだいいけど、逆に言うと、そのあ、クォーターなのに可愛くないんですねって言う子も存在するわけじゃん。でそれ、そうなった可能性もあるわけじゃんって考えると、なんか怖みたいな、なんかこういい加減、なんかハーフとかクォーターは自動的にみんな可愛いっていう、こう先入観を目指せてほしい。なんかそれって、なんだろう、危ないじゃん、やっぱ。絶対傷つく人が出てきちゃうからさ。
Yeah. I mean, I think people are just, you know, they're trying to make an observation. They're not trying to be politically correct. Think about.
いや、そうだから全然こう悪気ないから、別にそこで私もさ、なんか失礼なとかなんか言ったり怒ったりしないし、 褒めてくれて嬉しいなって思うけど、
People just say stuff where if you think about it long enough, it's like, wait a second, that could totally mean something. But I don't blame people for that.
でもそれをなんかこう一週間のうち何回もあるのね。だそれはあまりに言われてるとなんかこうあやっぱりねみたいな感じに言われるから毎回。
Yeah, well, I've been told all kinds of stuff.
危ないなみたいな。
For being half my whole life, so don't expect that to go away.
そうなんかね危ない、まあ、褒めなんかこう知らない子供に対してなんか褒めてくれるのはすごい優しいんだけどさなんかねこうあだからかみたいな感じに言われるから、
Well I get weird expectations because of you know if people think that I'm half or know that I'm half they will kind ofthey have their own download of what that means.
Yeah.
But that means something very different to Japanese people versus like people in the United States or somewhere
else.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It has a totally different connotation. And you're kind of defined by what you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm in the United States, well, then I'm Japanese. And if I'm in Japan, then I'm from...
Yeah,
elsewhere.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm not, I don't really get the, there's no welcome party from either
society. Unless you go to like Brazil or something.
No, my true home is somewhere in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There's some wooden plank floating out there.
そうなんだよね。うちの息子もそうだ。やっぱ海外に行ったらもうアジア人じゃん。欧米行ったらもう完全にアジア人と思われるけど、日本にいるとなんか、なんかもう外人じゃんとか言われたりとかして、
Maybe it's better to not be 50-50. I feel like that's what kind of gets you in this quantum situation. It's a little... No.
でも he still looks... I think he looks, you know, relatively Asian, but a lot of people here think that he looks more whitish.
But that's because you're here. If you take him to the States, you'll be like, what's this Asian baby?
あ、そうそうそう、言われる、言われる、全然。だから難しいよね。まあ、ステレオタイプ難しいよね。
I don't really understand the examples that well.
あ、そう?
Like the, it just seems so subjective. It just seems like it's too subjective. No? Because it's kind of, it's, they literally say it depends, it's things that would be considered, you know, offensive, like hurt people's feelings.Right?
そうだからかなりあのそう主観だよ主観でしかないよむしろだってこんなの明文化できるもんじゃないもんしかも
even...
そうやっぱり時代とともに変わっていくからそのリステリンの広告だって1920年代には別に多分誰も怒んないわけじゃんだそれがだんだん変わってきてるからやっぱり気をつけないといけないですねっていう話で多分このルール自体が完璧ではないと思うもちろん主観に頼ってる限り
だからそれはここからこう、well,the part I'm worried about more than the rule
だからやっぱり議論していかないといけないねっていうことじゃないここで例えば政府が絶対ダメって言ってもみんながまあこんぐらいはいいんじゃないっていうのももちろん出てくるだろうし逆にこれに引っかかってないけどなんかすごい嫌だねみたいなのもあるだろうしさ、mm-hmm. なんかもうそこはやっていくしかないっていうか
I think they're going to receive a lot of criticism
まあしょうがないよ、ね、
like YouTube or something、
まあでもしょうがないよねそれはやってみないとこれは分かんないよなんか今までこういう状況になったことないじゃん。その今までってやっぱ何を言ってもさ怒られないっていう、そのなんかリステリンの広告みたいなのがまかり取ってたわけだからさ。だからどっかしらで確かにこうみんなが怒るからなんか変えないとねっていう、あの、変なステレオタイプをエンフォースするのを確かにもうやめましょうよ。大企業は特に。みたいなのが出るのは。自然なことだし、ただやり方がなかなか難しいねっていうのは。
I feel like every ad ever is just stereotypes. Like every single ad that I see is a stereotype. Like pretty much all of them. Even the people they cast, they're casting them because they have some stereotypical, like you know who their market is. And it's...
Yeah, だからそのステレオタイプ全部が悪いって言ってるわけじゃないからね、これも。だからその、それこそその、
right, but then we can't define what is offensive in any sort of explicit terms, but the consequences are very explicit.
例えばこの3つ目とかは、その幼い赤ちゃん、これね、あの元々の文章ではその見た目とか家の綺麗さを自分のメンタルヘルスを超えて重視すべきって主張してる場合みたいなのが書いてあって、まあ、確かにその赤ちゃんがいてもう寝てないしボロボロみたいなわけじゃん。そこでそういう人をターゲットにして、あら肌のツヤがなくなってますよとかさ、そんなクマじゃ旦那さん浮気しますよとか言ってきたらもう最悪じゃん。だそういうことでしょ。だそういう分かりやすくもう、いやいやいや、今って社会問題としてそのポストパートムデプレッションとかがあるじゃんみたいな、だ それさ言うのやめようよみたいな分かりやすい悪い例がやっぱいっぱいあるから、その微妙な例はちょっと別として、まずはそういう分かりやすいやつやめようって話だと思うよ。
I think they need to be a lot more specific and clear, otherwise they're going to end up in a Carrie Lam sort of situation. It's going to be a total mess if they can't. If you just need very clear language if you're going to enact this sort of law. What do you think of like the Beachbody ad, which was one of the original ads that people got so upset about?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a girl in a bikini and it said, "Are you Beachbody ready?" Do you think that is... Do you find that offensive or?
いや、あのね、ビーチボディとかに関しては、私は別にそれを見て、まあって怒ることはないけれども、ただ確かにその若い女の子たちとかの間で拒食症がすごい流行ってるとか、それが社会問題化してるっていう背景を鑑みて考えると、なんかその痩せてる子じゃないとビーチレディじゃない、なんかビーチに行っちゃいけないみたいな。メッセージを大企業が発信するっていうのは確かにどうかなと思うよ。
Because of the appearance of the model they used?
っていうか、そのビーチレディっていう言葉自体が、そのレディになんないと、レディってことはつまりその痩せてたりとか、まあ腹筋が割れてるとか。
I feel like everyone I know kind of talks in those terms like, oh, I need, like it's almost summer.Like, it's kind of a really common
sentiment. But that's what you're saying. 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 That's what you're saying.
Are you offended by ads? Like,quite often、I just don't really find myself that offended by advertising. Like I'm just offended by its presence.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not really like.
でも例えばそのさっき言ったみたいな絶対に休めないあなたへみたいな風邪薬の広告とかを電車で見ちゃった時は、うわって思うけどね。その絶対に休めないなんてありえないし、もうそれはコーポレートワールドがそうやって言い聞かせてるだけで、なんかそれをこうやって製薬会社がエンフォースするってどうなんだろうみたいな、ちょっとイラッとしたりする、それは。だそれによってこう追い詰められる人とかがいるだろうなみたいなやつは、なんかこう大企業としての責任みたいなちょっと問いたくなってくるときは。
I mean, I find all that stuff annoying and it doesn't seem relevant to the product. Just give me information about the product. Like if I'm buying something, I go straight to like the specifications or whatever. Justyou know, actual information about the product. But that's not really how things are marketed anymore.
そうそうそう。だからまあ理想を言えばそうなんだけど、実際こうみんな製品なんてもう5万と溢れ返ってる中で、みんなの目をキャッチしないといけないわけじゃん。だからそこでタグラインとか分かりやすい芸能人使うとかが、まあ選ばれるっていうのは仕方ないし、それが急に明日なくなるってことはないから、まあ、現実的に考えたときに、やっぱりこう、そういうさ変なメッセージ、なんか変なみんなをイラッとさせるメッセージを大企業が打つっていうのは、まあ減ったに越したことはないんじゃない、
There are companies and services, businesses that don't run advertising、and you know it's often harder to find out about them, but the company, those businesses, I think people, if they, I think that's an admirable
yeah
way to do your business is not to pay money to shove it in front of the faces of people that, you know, may not have interest in it. It's better if people, consumers, tell other consumers about things. Just always, I think.
Yeah. 次、ワールドサイカイアトリーに掲載されたウェスタンシドニー大学のレビュー研究で、インターネットを日常的に使用していると常に複数の物事に集中を分散することになり、その結果一つの作業に集中する能力が限定的になっていることが分かりました。研究ではインターネットが人間の脳に与える影響を調べるため、集中、記憶、社会認知の3つの領域に注目しました。脳内に記憶として情報を保管する必要性が減少し、代わりにネット上で情報を見つける能力が求められているほか、携帯やパソコンなどを短い時間チェックするという作業が1日を通して頻繁に起きていました。ソーシャルメディアや動画の視聴などをマルチタスクで行う人の多くは、一つのことに集中するのが困難であると回答していました。
A study published in World Psychiatry by researchers at Western Sydney UniversitySuppose that's the right translation, suggests that daily internet use causes us to constantly divide our attention and has significantly limited our ability to focus on a single task. In the study, the researchers investigated the effects of internet use on the brain's attention span, memory, and social cognition. Since we do not need to remember things, we simply remember how to find the information online instead. Also, many people have developed checking behaviors where we are constantly checking our devices for short periods of time. Most people who use social media and watch videos while multitasking responded that it is difficult for them to focus on a single thing.
そう、だからまあ、ラジオ聞きながらキャンディークラッシュやるとか、テレビ見ながらツイッターチェックするとか、そういうこう常に複数のタスクをこなしていることに、人間全体として慣れてきているっていう、こう動物としてのトレンドみたいなで、そうするとやっぱり脳の使い方が昔の人とは、まあ、変わってくるから、脳がまあ当たり前だけど影響を受けますよみたいな話。
We're very adaptable
human beings. そうなんだよね。
So if you introduce some, if tomorrow some brand new technology came outand incentivized human beings to adopt that technology, probably all of us, including myself, would have it. I mean, I have an iPhone, so I'm assuming I would also acquire that new device.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would give me tech neck or carpal tunnel or some sort of ADD, ADHD, attention problems, and so forth. But I think...
So the,
for our world right now, a lot of us are more optimal with this sort of like memory storage offloading to technology, for example.
So, だから多分これをこう問題と捉える人と、まあそういうもんだ、もうこれからの人類はこうやって生きていくんだみたいに捉える人と、まあそれは好みの問題だと思うんだけど。
It's just early symptoms.
そう、ただ単純にやっぱりこう。あまりにもマルチタスキングでずっと長時間毎日毎日やってると、こう単純に疲労するじゃん、疲弊していくから、そこでこうメンタルヘルスとかそのバランスを取らないといけない。だからある程度こうたまに休むみたいなさ当たり前なんだけど、あのたまにちょっと携帯を置いて海に行くみたいな、なんかそういうのがないと、まあ体を壊したりうつ病になったりとかって可能性はあるよね。ただそれだけ分かってれば別にこれ自体は問題だと思わないけど。
It's amazing how bizarre a modern circumstance, within which we can have good mental health already. It's amazing to me that people are generally mentally healthy. Like that blows my mind. Like considering how difficult I feel like being mentally sound is for myself personally.I'm genuinely impressed that like the vast majority of people are keeping their shit together.
この間イギリスに住んでる知り合いと話していて、彼女はなんかこうソーシャルメディアとかを見てることによって無意識にやっぱり人と比べているとか、その 意識的にじゃないんだけど、なんとなく自分の不幸感が増してる気がするみたいなこと言ってて、その、
あ、like because of social media、
うん、なんか自分は結構いい暮らしをしてるというか、まあ共働きでロンドンに、まあ、家も借りていて仕事もちゃんとあるし、別に食に困ってるわけでもなければ、全然こう冷静に考えると普通に恵まれた暮らしをしてるのに、なんか常にこう、あ、なんかお金ないなみたいなとか、もっとなんか大きい家に引っ越した方がいいのかなとか、こうなんかこう不満足な感じがしていて、それは自分だけじゃなくてこの若い世代みんなになんとなく蔓延してる気がするみたいなことを言ってて。
Yeah, it's like all your neighbors are rich, beautiful, and successful, and they're all online right now. So they're, it's like everyone's your neighbor now, right? Mm. So everyone kind of gives you a different thing to be insecure about or jealous about or compare yourself to.
そう、なんかまあ、インスタグラムとかで考えると確かにそのモデルとかセレブとかのすごい生活と自分を比べてアンハッピーになってるっていうのは分かりやすいし、やめやすいと思うんだけど、なんかそれだけじゃなくて、やっぱツイッターとかもみんなこうハッピーなことより怒ってることとかの方が、まあ、いつも言うけど広がりやすいじゃん。そうするとなんかこう、あ、今度はこんな人がこんなこと言ってるとか、あ、こんな広告が炎上して、あ、ひどいひどいとか、やっぱりなんかそれをこう、なんだろう、社会情勢としてそういうのを分かっておくことが重要であるみたいな、まあ、今までもさ、うちらが若い時とか単純にニュースをちゃんと見てないとダメとか、新聞はちゃんと読みましょうとか、時事問題分かってる方が無条件にこういいこととしてされてきたわけじゃん。だから多分みんなもツイッターとかチェックして、あ、今何が起きてるかな、この間の事件どうなったかなとかさ、でもそれをなんかチェックすることによって自分の人生は別にハッピーなのに、なんかこう、
Well,
不幸な感じを味わわされる羽目になるというかさ。
Well, that's because of the way the news is curated now, and the incentives are totally controlled by this advertising, right? Everything needs to be monetized at the end of the day, and that's what drives the content selection on all of these networks. There's an enormous selection bias in the news. The news is not the news. The news is what they decided is.
本当の時事問題はまあそうなんだけど、それだけじゃなくて、その何に起こるかみたいなことに対してもさ、やっぱりこうそういう声の方が大きいから、常になんか起こる対象がたくさんあるみたいな。
Because it goes viral, there's incentives on both sides to play that game. Because people want to be picked up.And you know, and people want to write things that people are going to click on, and people are going to click on things if people are upset, and so that's why we have that.
確かにその彼女が言ったそのこう世代の中でこうなんとなくこう不幸な感じが蔓延してるみたいな。
Do you feel like
なんかあるのかなって。
The overall, I guess, fakeness.Has increased a lot, the fakeness of the virtual online world. You know, the difference between the world on the internet and the world in real life is just, I feel like, you know, most people, most normal, what am I trying to say? Most people that I have considered normal or people I know, they never had a fake life. But now I know a lot of people that feel like they have, you know, sort of a fake version of themselves online.
Well, everyone is a celebrity now, right? So all the problems that the celebrity used to have are now the problems for everybody.
Yeah, the micro-celebritization.
Yeah, so...
But we're not just being celebrities, we're also being mechanized.
Right.
And so we're...sort of cybernetically augmented more and more as our devices become more capable. And so we store so many of our ideas, you know, off brain.
Yeah.
And we're so used to Google now. You know, you didn't used to be able to just find the answer to something in
seconds. ねえ、でもさ、だからそこまで疑問がなかったよね。思わない、昔の方が。だって疑問持っても答えが分かんないから、 まあ、well, 本当に気になったら図書館に行くとか、まあ、親に聞くとかがあるけど、なんか今ってもうさ疑問だらけ、なんか常に私検索してる感じだもん。
It's kind of like everyone lives in the library、right?
あ、そうだね。
A little bit、
うん、
Is, Before I was I could Google stuff I had this Compton's、
yeah.
Encyclopedia CD or something. And before that my family actually had、an encyclopedia set、
うん、
And you know it's just ordered alphabetically, but it just lists all the things.
Rightなんか発達心理学者の人で有名な人名前忘れちゃったんだけどその人が入ってたのはなんか子育てに関してもなんか You should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do this みたいなこう絶対的な答えがあるかのようなイリュージョンってやっぱりここ数年でよりこうアクセラレートされていてそれはやっぱりインターネットがあってすぐみんな検索できちゃうからどんなちっちゃいことでもやっぱりみんな不安じゃん親って、うん、だからそういうねした方がいいのかそういうねしない方がいいのかじゃあした時のサイエンティフィックなメリットは何でデメリットは何とかさもう永久に調べて
I kind of freaked out about that the other day because someone mentioned something about like head shape and there's like you can't like if you do the wrong thing you'll end up with like Hey Arnold Like football head
yeah, yeah.
or something.
あの、あまり動かない赤ちゃんはね、ずっとこうやってなってると頭が平らになっちゃうみたいな。
Mm. ちょっとたまに動かした。But you, if you overdo the other way, then your head's like really
not
pointy.
No. no. うちはなんかすごいアクティブな赤ちゃんだったからそんな問題なかったけど、まあとにかくそういうさ本当に細かいことから、
yeah, も
う気にすることがそういっぱいあるから。
If you didn't have Google, what would you do? You wouldn't even think of it.
そうなの、そうそう。だからうちらの親の世代は多分もう、まあそもそも疑問にも思わなかったこともあるだろうし、まあ変なさそれこそおせっかいおばあちゃんみたいな人に絶対こうしなさいとかなんか言われて、
mm.
そうかなと思いながらもやったりやらなかったりしてたんだろうけど。なんかこうね絶対的な答えがあるなんか答えを得ることに慣れちゃってさなんか答えが世の中のどっかにあるに違いないみたいな感じで永久に調べちゃう
Don't you want some like organic like handed down from generation to generation like pro tips on how to be a person or is everything just pulled off Google now it's kind of lame
Being a person is fine because it's just the consequence is just within myself butWhen it comes to raising a child, it's like so much responsibility. I want to、mm. do everything right, and I can't shake it.
It's not about it's like
crazy.
The family recipes or what.
No. Fuck family recipes. Let me just Google みたいな感じ So, なんかまあ、I like to kind of wing it now. I want to tell myself that I'm doing it right. Like, I have to tell myself, like,Once in a while, because
it's going to be illegal to raise your own baby soon. You're going to have to hand it over to some Google robot, and they'll do
it.
They'll inject it with the appropriate, I don't know, vaccines and everything.
Yikes. Well, I guess that's good.
At
least. 次
During a Q&A at a Tesla shareholders meeting, Elon Musk revealed that Tesla has a design for a submarine car which could travel under the sea.Elon was inspired by the submarine Lotus Esprit featured in the film The Spy Who Loved Me, and he actually purchased the vehicle. On whether it would actually be made, Elon commented, It is technically possible. I think the market for this will be small but enthusiastic. But we actually do have a design for a submarine car.
テスラの株主総会の質疑応答にてイーロン・マスク氏が海の中で運転できる潜水車のデザインが存在していることを明らかにしましたマスク氏は007私を愛したスパイに登場する潜水車ロータス・エスプリに影響を受けたと語りました映画の撮影で使われた車は2013年にマスク氏が落札しています潜水車が実際製造されるかどうかについて彼は以下のように語りました技術的には可能です。潜水車の市場は小さいだろうと思います。小さいながら熱狂的なものでしょうが、実はデザイン自体は存在します。え、何の会話でこの話になったの？どういう、誰が潜水車のことを持ち出してきたの？
Oh, that's exactly the question I was hoping someone would ask. Because I know that Elon, purchased that car.And he actually put an Easter egg inside the Tesla's maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where it turned the graphic for the car into the submarine car.
Okay.
Yeah, so someone wanted to know, like, hey, is that going to happen? I think it's a pretty interesting idea.
Hmm.
Why don't people drive in the ocean?
Because
it's humongous.
I don't know. It just feels like it's bad for the environment.
Why is it bad for the environment?
Because, like,
when I go scuba ships. Diving,
I see, like, these, なんかこのさ、地面から出てる人たちいるじゃん？こういう生き物。あれとかガーとかさ、引いちゃうんだよ。
People wouldn't be driving on the ocean floor. Are you crazy?
How is that going to work?
We have to, like, build a trench.
It's a car, but it's, like, floating in the ocean.
Yeah, like a submarine. It could totally work. It'd be easy. You just need...
And, like, scuba divers get run over by cars? No, thanks.
Well, you'd have... The odds of you hitting a person is a billion times higher driving on the road than it is in the ocean.
For sure, but, like, at least in the ocean, I don't have to worry about it now.
You do. You could totally get hit with a submarine or a whale shark or a cargo
ship. I can get hit by a whale
or,
shark. That's fine. That's, like, shogunai.
What about the submarine or what about these other boats?
Submarine's and, like, not going to run me over. I'm not diving that deep anyway.
Well, I think it's totally... the thing about Teslas is they're electric drive. So if you have a normal car and you go under the water, then if your exhaust is submerged, then the car will stop working right away.
Yeah.
It'll just shut off. But if the car is electric... And you just have a couple electric fans on there and a rudder, some little wings.
He didn't show the design, right? Like, would it look mm-hmm. like a car?
Yeah.
Like I'm the sure one in 007.
Yeah. The real question is how fast could you go if you were in something shaped like a car? I think, and also buoyancy control. But you can use thrust
right.
to... I mean, you'd have the natural buoyancy. I mean, it would float. It would be the normal mode. And then you would stay under by using thrust.
Right.
It's like aiming a wing so you go down.
Yeah.
But with the carbon overwrap pressure vessels, the COPV tanks... they would be able to store a lot of air and you can actually use high pressure air for super cavitation. So if you cause water to move very quickly, it can vaporize and create these bubbles. And those bubbles can actually produce a lubricating field, a lubricating like bubble,
yeah.
A larger bubble around the vehicle, and that okay. would enable it to travel through the water.
Aren't you going to need like super thick windows?
It depends how deep you want to go, but you'd want to use like plexiglass or maybe layered laminated glass.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it's really doesn't seem that hard. I mean, maybe you'd want to make it out of aluminum.
I don't know, like, the thing for me is that when it's through this, like, thick glass, it's like, the windows are too thick that, like, it doesn't look right. And it's kind of like...
It depends on the angle you're looking through it, too.
And it's kind of like, it doesn't feel... real, like when I'm scuba diving and it's just through the goggle, you know, like, you know what I mean?
I think there could be really interesting potential future applications for things like this. If you could have predetermined routes that would be navigated by artificial intelligence, for example. Sort of like the boring tunnel.
Right.
But you would be able to drive to an island and just come up out of the water somewhere else. Hmm. Like you could drive from here to Oshima or something.
Hmm. Right? Actually, yes. Actually, yeah. I get seasick. I get really bad seasick.
Yeah, you won't under, so, if you're in a submarine car.
And
you can go where you want. There are so many islands and stuff that people can't utilize because they need to fly in and out or they have to, you know, they can't afford one of those jet boats or whatever. But an electric vehicle with just some, you just literally put some electric propellers on the back and some a rudder and ailerons or whatever. And you have the COPV tanks. And I mean, it's freedom. It's humans can explore. The ocean's huge. There's so much stuff to see. And you just have the car in a mode where, you know, the AI won't let it run over fish or, you know, crash into rocks or coral or whatever. You know, you'd have designated, you'd have areas where it's, you know.
Yeah, 船酔いしないで済むのは助かるわ.
I think it would be awesome. And if you can use the supercavitation technology, then they could get that submarine to move at like 150 kilometers an hour or something, like really fast.
Yeah.
And if you're under the surface, you don't have to worry about storms and all that crap.
Yeah. I love the scooter, underwater scooter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
the best.
I mean, it's just a... That's just a battery and an electric motor.
Yeah. あれだってさ、スピードの調整もないもんね。押すだけだよね、ボタン一個。
That's like cheap. Super simple. It should have. You could easily have.
なんか多分力の強さでちょっと変わるけど、スピードは。But it's not like, it's not complicated at all.
Mm.
It was the best. まあそうだね。船酔いっていう観点だった。
I saw that a video... where Top Gear had taken a Lotus, not the Esprit, a different one, and modified it to work as a submarine car.
Hmm.
And they had to fill the tires with cement because the car was too light. Mm. They couldn't get it to go down.
そっか。
But electric vehicles have so many batteries in there that I don't think the buoyancy issue is... would really be much of a problem.
Because
you can control how much weight would be in the vehicle by the size of the battery pack.
How do you come up?
You could release air from the COPV into a bag.
Oh, okay.
And you'd just come up.
Hmm. So cool.
The ocean's so huge. It'd be so cool. And you can have, I've had this idea for a while, but...
I don't know, I'm just laughing at myself that I thought that you would be running on the ocean floor.
That would not make sense. No.
I was like, oh no, all the corals and, you know, sea, not, なんて言うんだっけ、これ? 海牛? とか。It's like, they're going to be ぺしゃんこ.
I think you could have... floating solar charging stations out in the middle of the ocean, and you could set that up on some trade route, for example, and you could have cargo ships that are battery powered make it all the way across the ocean just by going from one solar charging station to another. Now, you wouldn't want them to have to stop and charge there, so you would have tugboats that are essentially a giant battery on a tugboat that would go out and just plug itself into the side of the ship, and then the used up battery tugboat would leave the ship and go to that charging station and recharge. And then if you run that in both directions across the Atlantic or whatever, Pacific, then they would just, you just carry one battery pack or however many, four, six, whatever, across the ocean as you traversed it. But you could power massive ships and get tons of cargo all the way across the ocean on sunlight doing that. And there's tons of space. They could, I mean, it's just the initial upfront cost would be absolutely out of control. But it would be worth it. Because you know how much fuel those container ships use? It is like millions and millions of cars equivalent. And they're using like really toxic fuels that they would never let you use those fuels in a vehicle, like a car. It's way too harmful, the crazy sulfur stuff.
Interesting.
But yeah, I think someone needs to start building big floating solar stations with tugboat batteries, and we can start utilizing the ocean in a different way.
See,
Facebook has revealed a blockchain cryptocurrency stablecoin called Libra, which they said will enable users to buy things or send money to people with very low fees. According to Libra, success will mean that a person working abroad has a fast and simple way to send money to family back home, and a college student can pay their rent as easily as they can buy coffee. Libra will work with Facebook's Calibra wallet, which will be built into Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, as well as have its own app and work with third-party apps as well. Libra will be managed by the nonprofit Libra Association, which is a membership organization founded by Facebook subsidiary Calibra and 27 other tech companies involved in payment technology and e-commerce, such as Visa, MasterCard, eBay, PayPal, Uber, Lyft, Spotify, Stripe, and Coinbase, etc. Libra will use blockchain technology to record transactions, but will not utilize mining. Also, only institutions within the Libra Association will be permitted to operate transaction nodes on the network.
Facebook がブロックチェーンの仮想通貨 Libra を発表しました。保有者は物を購入したり低い手数料で送金できるとし、成功とは出稼ぎしている人が家族に素早く簡単にお金を送ったり、大学生がコーヒーを買うのと同じように簡単に家賃を払ったりできることだとしています。Libra は公式アプリや第三者アプリのほか、Facebook Messenger と WhatsApp 内に設置される Calibra ウォリットでも使用可能になる予定です。Libra は Facebook の子会社 Calibra とその他27社のテック系企業によって設立された非営利団体 Libra Association によって運用されます。27社には Visa、MasterCard、eBay、PayPal、Uber、Lyft、Spotify、Stripe、Coinbase などカード会社、テクノロジー、e コマースの関連企業が名を連ねています。Libra はブロックチェーン技術を使用していますが、マイニングは採用しません。また、Libra アソシエーション内の機関のみがノードを運営できます。一瞬にしてなんか政府に怒られてたよね。
Well, I guess the central bank.
やめろみたいな。Well, and some senators or something, right?
Probably because they were...controlled by the central bank.
The Senate will hold a hearing next month.
Interesting. Well,
まあそのすごいこう Facebook 自体のユーザーの情報をめちゃくちゃ漏らしちゃったりとかしていたから、なんか本当に大丈夫なんですかみたいな感じで怒られてた一瞬にして。
Well.I don't think that's really the reason. I mean, maybe they say that's the reason, but I don't really think that's the reason. I think they feel... I mean, it's kind of anxiety-inducing if someone comes along and builds this sort of... I don't know. This sort of credible currency that...could really undermine fiat currency in the long term. And it's not, its value is not just based on, I mean, it's based on like a lot of different currencies, right?
So how does this work?
Which part? Well, if you're a consumer, you install the Libra app and...
You
can send money to any of your friends that are on Facebook Messenger. So Calibra will be, I guess, facilitating the use of Facebook data for these transactions. So the user base will be as large as possible. So it'll be everyone on Facebook, which is like the size of...How many countries? Like It's like the biggest country in the world.
So you purchase right? coins?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to purchase whatever, I guess they're called Libras.
Okay. Okay.
So you purchase like 3 Libras.
Okay.
It's a song by A Perfect Circle, but you wouldn't know that. The logo kind of looks like the fifth element symbols. You know, the stones that Mila Jojovic has to blow on or whatever.
So credit companies or credit card companies are on board?
At least 2 of them are. I mean, pretty major ones. I think this move will have major implications for Bitcoin, for cryptocurrency in general. I mean, I think it validates the idea behind cryptocurrencies, that, you know, that they would have so many collaborators on this project. And I think it will, money is going to change, you know, money is going to change. There's no reason why, like right now, if you want to send money to someone, I mean, they're basically just changing numbers. Right. If you want to move money around, basically, they're just changing numbers. Right. On a screen somewhere, or there doesn't even need to be a screen. Yeah. Whatever. They're just changing the value. It's just literally information.
Yeah.
So we will move towards money being literally information.
Right. So Bitcoin, wow, value got すごい fluctuate したじゃん? Over the years and stuff. Like, so Libra is going to be the same too? Like it fluctuates a lot?
Well, nobody really knows the answer, but I mean, it could depend on, you know, a lot of it's just public opinion.
Right.
So whatever people believe is, in a sense, self-realizing, at least on the stock market. Or
so like mining ないってことは, how? I mean, I don't really understand how it works. Like, there's a definite number of Libras or not?
I don't think that there's a fixed number of Libras, but they don't necessarily have to be created in order to facilitate the cryptocurrency technology. They're calling it a stable coin. So it doesn't have the whole mining, hashing, weird thing that was going on with Bitcoin. And it hasn't been a real criticism of Bitcoin for how much energy it consumes. So I think that's part of the reason they wanted to avoid it.
So if you want Libras, you just have to purchase it with real money.
I have no idea. I'm assuming that's how it works. I mean, I'm assuming they would accept real money in exchange for giving you Libras.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if, you know, when they have their initial offering, will that value necessarily go through the roof as people acquire some limited or diminishing amount of Libras? I don't know. I don't know how it works in terms of like the, what would you call it? The monetary base. I don't even know if all of that has been decided. I mean, it probably has. But the idea is, you know, it'll have a verifiable blockchain. So there's, you can confirm, you know, the amounts and transactions in a very fair way that might actually enable people to have more privacy than current transaction methods.
Would you buy this? Would you use this? I mean, it depends on where you can use this, right?
Well,
like, I mean, some stores take bitcoins, but
if most they succeed don't. In making what they say they're going to make, I think I think I would use it, and I think you would use it, and I think everyone else will use it too.
Right.
If they don't succeed, I think no one will use it.
Right.
I think it's very risky, but it's like we all know the potential that PayPal had. I think most people thought that PayPal was going to become a slick, convenient, like an app that everyone would have on their phone. Like, but PayPal just froze in its tracks. It's been the same thing for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I wonder why.
And people
why.
Started using like Venmo. These other sort of.
Because, I mean, there are a lot of online stores that only take PayPal, you know? And still, like, and I use PayPal.
But it's clunky.
For that reason. But, yeah.
And it's not easy to just send someone.
And it's such money. A hassle to use it in Japan, too. Because it's, like, in the gray zone, I guess. I don't know. It's, like, really mendokusai. But.
Yeah, if they can get rid of transaction fees, because transaction fees are BS, and it's secure, you know, we don't want to have some Mt. Gox or whatever type situation. I'm not sure what would happen to Bitcoin. I think there are a lot of people who would prefer Bitcoin to become, you know, more of a global standard rather than this Facebook coin type thing, because people don't have.
I wish it was coming from some other company.
It was non-Zuckerberg. I thought Jack Dorsey and Twitter were going to do something with cryptocurrency and their Square, the Square thing, but
that would have been better.
Maybe they still will. Maybe we will see competitors.
Like Facebook is like 微妙じゃん. Like, for example, Google とか, like, wow, you know, information to everybody. Like, thank you so much, Google. But Facebook is like, なんかすごい社会にいいことしたっていう感じでもないじゃん。なんかみんな使ってるけど、こう社会をより良くするためにものすごい貢献したかって言って別になんかそういうわけでもないっていうか。
Is it the most popular thing in the world that people don't really like?Like, how many, is there anything else that so many people have but don't really like?
でしょ？例えばアップルとかってさ、まあこんなに大きくなってもやっぱみんな好きじゃん。その、まあスティーブ・ジョブズのこと好きとかさ。
Yeah, I mean, there are some hipsters that jumped off.
でもこうなんか iPhone とか MacBook とか使いながらも、まあちょっとアップル嫌いなんだよなみたいな人ってあんまりいないじゃん。
The keyboard, this, where's my MagSafe, goddammit?
ただなんかこうフェイスで Google もやっぱさまあいろんねちょっと一強というかすごい強くなってきてこんな巨大な会社になってなんかこうまああまりにも Google に情報を渡してるなみたいな風に思う人はいつつもこう Google のサーチエンジン毎日使いながらこうあもうやめたいなみたいな人っていないじゃん。ただ Facebook ってさなんかやっぱちょっと違うんだよね私の中では。
But Google Plus is dead in the water.And I feel like they killed it all. They finally, you know, put a bullet
in
its head.
But like,
at the worst time, they totally could have brought it back.
Yeah, but like, なんか Gmail すごい使いやすいしさとかいろいろあるじゃん。
No, Gmail is turning into shit. They have ads in my inbox. Ads.
What?
There's ads in my Gmail inbox.
How?
You don't have this?
No. What?
I will show you, but my Gmail...Has they're not spam emails. Nobody sent me these emails. They're Google ads that look they're in my inbox, pretending to be a mail.
From who?
From Google.
Huh? I don't get those.
Yeah, I'm paying like hundreds of dollars for their Google Suite
right.
bullshit, which should have, which used to be free, but then I had to do something.
Okay, you're kind of killing my point.
Yeah.
But my point was, well, at least for me personally, right? I don't really...
I can't believe there's no ads in your inbox.
I don't really like Facebook. I mean, like how it started...
Is it Facebook or
like,
is it Zuckerberg?
I don't really like how it started to begin with, like rating women, like, like Harvard kids. I don't know. And it's like, I want to quit Facebook, But I have a business page on there for this show, so I can't really quit. Like, they don't.
But you
let
use your
you.
Personal page, don't you? Isn't
like
that
once a year?
But if you hyper manage your Facebook, not once a year, it's probably more than that. But you pare it down to just, and you use it with people that see. Other people won't use Facebook. Everyone. What is it? The context collapse issue, I think, is just has been the demise of real conversation on Facebook, you know, where like
right.
everyone starts seeing everyone's activity to such an extent
yeah.
that anything anyone does is just going to offend somebody.
Right.
Or just be abrasive to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that's not really the reason. Why you don't like it.
Well, that too. And like, yeah, I mean, of course that too. Like people, like for the election and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Trump won and like everyone just goes crazy and like people start fighting in the comments section and people declare that they unfriended some people and it's like, oh, thanks for telling me this. I don't know. It got weird.
Do you think everyone kind of has a weird, just sort of a, aftertaste from just the last few years of Facebook activity?
I think so. I mean, no one's excited about it, about going on Facebook. No, it's like, okay, I'm gonna check Facebook now. Like, woohoo! Like, let's see what's on there.
But hasn't it been revitalized with like
exciting.
Their the stories or whatever? Wait, do they own Instagram?
Who?
Facebook.
Yes.
They do, yeah. Yeah, they do.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Same company.
Well, Instagram seems to be doing quite well.
Well, Instagram's different because
is it?
No one's going to be declaring that they unfriended some people on there.
I think that
because it's all about pictures.
Hmm.
And that's better. Like, people do better that way, I think.
You think Twitter's like ideas, Instagram's pictures, and Facebook is like events and I did this or I think
yeah it's just simple like no one cares about your belief or well I mean
maybe they do
but like it's not just text right Facebook is kind of like journal like
what do we need Facebook what is money what's money
illusion.
It's something to store value that you created for society. It's a means for tracking value, right?
Yeah. Like I saw, I have this
really
forever, like, not admiration, but like, akogare for butsubutsu koukan.
What's that?
Like, you trade goods with goods.
Like bartering.
Yeah. That's fun, no?
If you get a good deal.
Like if we lived in a smaller community, we could do that. Like living in the central part of Tokyo, like I couldn't do it.
You think when we use money instead of have bartering, then it changes like why is that? Why does that sully the transaction or society overall?
It's like, なんかさ、その使わなくなったものとかをさ、
Can we use rice? お米?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Didn't that cause a lot of problems anyways?
Why?
Because they built all these, you know, rice storage forts all over Japan, you know, protect your rice from your starving neighbors. We'll shoot them through these little square holes with our arrows if they try to take our rice.
No, I'm not suggesting that we should abolish money and just start exchanging goods.
Yeah.
But we can maybe incorporate it more with social media and stuff. I know that there are some services like that, but it's not really
like bartering?
Common here.
But like, why would you barter though? It's such a like, it's so inefficient.
あれ Facebook Marketplace って別に物々交換ではないんだっけ？あれはお金払うんだっけ？
But it's like, okay, I'll give you like 3 tomatoes, an avocado, and like a couch if you let me have your TV.
Yeah, that's it's like cute.
It, you're never gonna, that's fun. You're never gonna come to an agreement.
That's fun, you know?
There's just no liquidity, right? Like it's so hard to get like, rid of. You can't sell your couch.
I'm kind of talking about this because I have some toys, like newborn toys that I could give away. And I was Googling how to do it here. And it's like, it's not that easy, but I believe there are people who would just take it if it's free, you know?
Can you take it to like Recycle Shop and then use that money to buy new toys?
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to like give it to someone who can't afford it or something, you know? Mm. But somehow
the people
easy.
That shop at Recycle Shop, they're poor enough.
I guess in the States, なんて言うんだっけそれ?
Well, like Salvation Army or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. They have like huge centers down that you can physically go to.
Yeah. No, there is. Like 1/3 of Harajuku is like furugi.
Yeah, like, but like they don't take newborn toys.
But there are a lot of like recycle shops all over Japan that take stuff, no? Seems like there are. I see them all the time. I think they're super interesting. I bought a golf umbrella at a recycle
golf
shop.
Golf umbrella?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like one of those umbrellas that people use when they're golfing in the rain, I guess. I've never golfed in the rain, so I'm not...
Why did you get a golf umbrella when you don't play golf? What's the difference
between...
It was
super cheap, and it was huge, and it was really fancy.
Fancy?
It was fancy.
Like how?
I don't know, I just...
It's not transparent?
It's not, yeah. You know, like, Binida Kasa is the least fancy thing ever made. It has the least cool coupon of any product.
But it's actually pretty convenient, right? That you can see through. Like, なんか人とぶつかんないし、なんか明かりがさ、取れるじゃん。Like, it's not dark. 意外といいと思うんだけど、あれ海外で売ればいいのにっていつも思ってる。
They don't sell those overseas? They're from overseas, no?
Yeah, 日本でしか見たことないよ。
You think they make them here? No way.
Well, they probably make it in China or maybe somewhere cheaper, but...
What do you think the umbrellas look like in China? They're not 透明?
Ah, わかんない。あ、でも欧米では見ないから。
Nobody even has umbrellas in the States. They don't sell them.
まあでもイギリスとかさ、やっぱさすがに傘さしてるから、そこで売ればいい。
Everyone there is...black coffee and those big black umbrellas. No?
And it looks dark. 人にぶつかっちゃうし。
So you prefer the clear Binida Kasa?
I don't use it.
Oh.
But
which one do you use? You use some character.
Like red, like, pinkish, red umbrella.
Huh. But you feel like the clear ones are more pragmatic.
Yeah. It's pretty practical, yeah?If you actually think about it, I feel like people here think of it as like, なんか, not a cop out, but 何も考えないで買うやつみたいな。
Yeah, because, you know, it's like Binida Kasa and Konbini Bento and,
yeah,
you know, it's just kind
it's
of like.
It's actually all pretty good.
I guess. UK viewers of pornography will be legally required to prove their age by providing identification starting July 15th. The measure is intended to prevent children from accessing adult content online, and ID checks will be required on both paid and ad-supported sites. Age verification will be carried out using the UK's Age ID system, which will prompt users with a non-pornographic landing page. There, users can provide a driver's license, passport, credit card, or...use mobile SMS to create an age-verified account on Age ID, allowing them to access websites which have been age-restricted by the UK government. The new rules will be enforced by the British Board of Film Classification. Critics have voiced privacy concerns regarding their personal information, suggesting the data security standards are inadequate for something of this scale. It is estimated that some 20 million people in the UK watch pornography online were 2 out of 5 adults, all of whom would need to register online and submit identification to the government to prove their age before watching pornography.
7月15日よりイギリス国内でインターネット上のアダルトコンテンツを視聴する場合は年齢確認のために身分証明書を提示することが法的に義務付けられます。これは子どもがアダルトサイトにアクセスすることを防ぐ目的で有料無料に関わらずサイト側は年齢確認をする義務を負います。確認の際はイギリス政府の Age ID システムによって一旦別のサイトに誘導しユーザーは運転免許証、パスポート、クレジットカードのいずれかを提示するか、SMS を使ってアカウントを作成することでサイトにアクセスできるようになります。こうした運営は全英映像等級審査機構が管理します。この法律についてはプライバシーの観点から批判も出ており、個人情報をこの規模で取り扱うにはセキュリティスタンダードが十分でないとの指摘も出ています。オンラインでアダルトコンテンツを視聴している人数はイギリス国内で2000万人いると見積もられ、これは国民の5人に2人に相当します。法が施行されると、そのすべての人がオンライン上で登録し、個人情報を提出することになります。2000万人が？すごいよね。
Yeah.
どうすんのこれ。
Well, the law applies to everyone,
so. 成人の5人に2人ってもはやだから全員と言って過言ではないよね。
Well, that estimate is probably low.
でしょ？だからこれやんない、え、これって1回やったらもうそのサイトはいつでも見れるとかっていうことなの？
Well, you may need to, you know,
ログインみたいな。
Update it once in a while, or they may add other sites to the ban list. I don't know. I'm assuming once you sign up, they should be able to keep track of exactly every genre of porn you've ever watched.
そっか。
Because you have to be logged in to watch. You can't not log in and watch pornography, even if you've done the age ID thing before. You have to be logged in so they know that it's you, right? And not some 17 and a half year old who's trying to watch boobies.
まあ前にさ、子供がアクシデント的にこうアダルトコンテンツにネット上で触れてしまう確率みたいな、結構何年か前に多分番組で取り上げて、もう数字は忘れちゃったけど
100%
結構あったよね。やっぱりまあ広告とかも含めると余計に多くなっちゃうけど、だからこう確かにそのこうなんだろう、一見エロくない言葉でも検索したらエロい画像がバーって出てくるとかってあるじゃん。
Yeah.
なんかそういうのは、そういうのはこう子供にとってはね心配だし、そのサイト名を入れて、まあ、た例えばなんだっけ、いつもこのRedTube とか、そんなのさ、その言葉を一個 Google でパチンとやっただけでもうそのサイトに行けちゃうわけじゃん、例えば6歳とかだとしても、まあ、それはちょっと、ただその国規模でここまでやるっていうのはちょっとびっくりだけど。
But aren't there parental controls built in to your browser and built into? I mean, like you could easily set this up for your child.
I guess.
Right? And if you're using, but aren't if, any if, software if, solutions if, that you could implement that way would be as good as whatever sort of, you know, government.Issued porn passes. 確かにね、
そのなんか2000万人がやらなきゃいけないほど。
And it's going to create some crazy weird, like people are going to go back to DVDs or something. I'm not trying to sign up with the, you know, the FBI or some shit. And just
you would.
Trying to whack it. Would you sign up?
Well, if it's the only way, I'm sure people would easily do it.
Would you sign up for this? Would you send...You scan your paper 免許 and send that in.
スキャン、 Well, if this is the only way, I guess I would if I still want to watch porn.
If you still want to, would this change your mind about watching it? Or
probably not.
Because you have to log in. You have to go to the, you know, government age.
Well, if I have to do it every single time, then maybe I don't watch it anymore. But if it's just this one-time thing, then...
You could be like 80, right? You could be 80. You know, you've still got to get your ID. You can't be bothered. But you feel awkward because you got to like ask your like...
You
have to ask your daughters, like, can you sign? You know?
I don't know how to do this. でも確かにね、そのパレントコントロールがだからうまくいってないケースがそんだけあるってことなのかね。この2000万人にここまでさせないといけないほどってこと。
If you don't take the time to like protect your kid from information, like it's not just porn, you know, there's dead bodies, there's all kinds of stuff on the internet that is absolutely grotesque and will scar your, you know, retinas for life. And it's not, you know, like some kid's 17 and he's trying to like look at naked chicks. Like, let's make sure we have the state to intervene.
If he's 17, that's okay. But if he's like,
it's not okay if he's 17.
It's not okay.
It's not okay if he's 17. It's illegal. How dare you? Breaking the law. That illegal porn. I think it's total overreach. I think it's kind of absurd.
これはちょっとね、なんかやりすぎ感があるよね。It's absurd.
It's like when I feel like the UK has kind of had some absurd sort of
legislative.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm not even there, and I still can't believe it. But if I was in the UK, I'd be like, is this really happening, guys? Like, are you guys serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some, you know, golden vault that the government has to open for you if you want to see pornography. And you gotta give them your ID. It's like trying to get into a club or something.
Yeah.
I think it's a little nuts.
そのサーフコアポーンとかさ、なんかどこまでどうやって線引きしてんだろうね。
Yeah, do you think, you know,
like they have
the porn
like
website will come out with
sex shop stores, like sex toy stores とか、なんかそういうのもダメなのかな。But Victoria's Secret is okay.
Does this affect like Free the Nipple or any kind of movement like that? Sort of public exposure.
Yeah, that's weird too, the nipple problem on Instagram. I see some nipples on Instagram now, sometimes.
Right, so...
But I guess it just means that they're too busy deleting tons of nipples and they just can't keep up.
Yeah, this is just a tsunami of nipples just washing over the Instagram enforcement team.
The more they... say it like no nipples, then the more people are going to be like, fuck it, I'm going to put nipples on my Instagram page.
But aren't nipples
and it's kind of stupid.
Are nipples safe for kids under 18, like boys under 18? They'll beat it to that.
That's
easy.
That's fine, do whatever they want. But I mean, if it's not,
is it
the problem? I think it's kind of like その最初の広告の話にも通じてくるけどさ、このニッポーの問題って結構難しいと思っていて、その何をセクシャル、何をポルノとして何をポルノとしないかみたいな。
So like people, you would be upset if there was a couple just like fucking in public in front of your kid.
Yeah.
Or if some lady was like rubbing oil on her tits or something in front of your kid.
Yeah, if it's like seductive or something, then
it's
like,
seductive,
ew.
100%. If you're 17,
yeah,
it's seductive.
Yeah, let's not do it in front of my child. But the thing is, on Instagram, その, 例えば breastfeeding してるところとか or a woman is giving birth and she's naked and then those pictures are banned because those are you know, offensive、
mm-hmm.
and that's questionable to me at least and to a lot of people
but offensive stuff should be banned or shouldn't be banned
well the thing is it offensive you know
people are offendedSo it's offensive. The people who aren't offended
but the aren't, thing is,
can't say, like, that's not offensive. I'm not, that's kind of not
But some people say that they're offended when they see overweight people. So overweight people should be banned? No.
Well, it depends.
There are easily offended people.
Why are they offended if they see
overreact?
Overweight people?
I don't know. There are crazy people out there.Or some people actually seriously get offended when they see, like, insects.
Offended by seeing insects?
Yeah, and they get angry, and they're like, you didn't give me warnings. I didn't want to see bugs. I hate it, you know? So should they be banned? No. It's kind
of crazy
think
any
that,
of that,
that, like...
Any of it should be banned, even if it's offensive. There's, like, really offensive stuff on the internet.
Well, I think that if it's...really sexual like sexualized like overly sexualized
but should it be banned from the internet or banned
no not from,
from
the internet but like no not from the internet but if
okay,
it's like
because that's what's happening
if
this
it's
is
about
banned
if it's
from
a
the
picture
internet.
Of like a mutilated body or porn you should have a warning in advance it needs zoning that's what I believe butIt's kind of crazy to ban outright, like ban all of female nipples from Instagram, you know, no matter what the context is.
But at least it's just Instagram because what we're what's going on here is you have the government banning something at an ISP level. It's not even like the choice of some business.
Right.
We're talking about you need verified identification, state issued.And then we will give you a golden ticket to whack it, you know, this many times until you need to renew your porn pass, your state-issued porn pass. So, like,
なんかここに至った過程を知りたいけどね。そのそこまで例えば子供たちがアダルトコンテンツ、なんかこう一見アダルトコンテンツに見えないけど実はアダルトコンテンツみたいなのがなんか例えば蔓延しているとして。それをなんか子供がいっぱい見ちゃってるみたいなのがあってここに至ったのか、なんかその、
well, look at Netflix
なんか経緯があるはずじゃん。
There's so much content where it's like sexual stuff is not the main point,
yeah.
But it gets you know quite aggressively sexual,
right.
At times,
right.
At a level that seems inappropriate for
small children,
children or younger than 18 or I don't know, but.You know, I'm assuming a lot of people under 18 are watching most of these programs, but yet, like, what is that going to do? Are there going to be restrictions on TV shows that have highly sexual content or a sex scene or something that's essentially pornographic? There's a lot of porn that's less pornographic than these scenes in TV shows.
Right. Well, Netflix should have this parental control thing too, right? I mean, they have kids
channel
too. I think
they should,
too,
but I'm just wondering if, I don't know, the level of state intervention on that sort of thing.
Yeah, this looks pretty intense.
Did you see that they're going to re-release The Avengers so I can
what?
Not watch it again?
re-release Avengers?
Yeah, they're just putting it back in movie theaters and they're saying that
What? Why?
They like, they added some scene at the very end of the movie or something.
What?
So you can go back
and pay money
and watch it all over again and then
What? No.
Because if you don't, you'll miss out on that last bit that they changed, you know. You don't want to be a loser, not know what's going on.
That's crazy.
Right? No?
That's a rip-off.
What?You don't what are you suggesting that they're just trying to like just milk
stop
you're not actually suggesting that are you
stop
that they would that they would that they would just take advantage of masses of people.
どっち側の人間だよ。
Yeah, that's こちらのセリフ。
Well, I'm surprised that you even knew about it.
How could I not know about it? Anything related to these movies that I have no interest in. I know everything about it.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know all the Game of Thrones, Avengers, like Thanos, like Hodor, whatever, all that. Like, I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know about it.
Yeah.
Because people tell you?
No, because they spend a shitload of money on advertising. That's why I know about the re-release.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, remember they were playing the Avengers music in Center Guy, じゃなくて Basketball Street. They were playing it for like all day. And it's what's this music? Like, it's Avengers. Oh, really?
So now you can sing it.
There were no vocals. It was just
you
like...
You can like hum it now. It's in your head.
I don't
embed it forever.
I don't remember it.
Eternity.
I don't remember.
I saw some movies on the flights, but I don't remember what I saw.
You don't remember any of them? How was your flight? Did you have a good flight?
Oh, it was exhausting.
Were you in business class or?
No, premium
communist?
Economy. But
premium, fancy.
But with KLM, so. I'm
fancy.
Sorry, KLM, but your premium economy sucks. It's the same thing as economy.
How much more does it cost?
Is it's it like, really cheap,
is
actually.
Is it like Nibai? Or?
No, it's like plus 3,000 yen, so I can't really complain. But
3,000 yen, really?
Yeah.
What does that get you?
But when I heard premium economy or economy plus or whatever they had, you know, like I think of JAL premium economy, which is like business class equivalent of 10 years ago or something. You know, it's really good. So I was greatly disappointed. And my baby is too heavy for a bassinet, which means he has to sit on my lap for a total of 12 hours. So that was not easy. But
the flight was
we
good.
Managed.
I didn't have a blanket on my flight back.
Why? You didn't ask
there
for
was
it?
No blank- there was no blanket. No, I did. I was like, excuse me, could I have a blanket, please?
どこの航空会社?
And he was like, oh, there should have been a blanket there when you got on the plane. I'm like, oh, there was no blanket or pillow here when I got on the plane. He's like, well, but when you first got on the plane, there should have been a blanket.
Which airline is
and a
this?
Pillow.
I'm curious.
It's American Airlines.
Okay.
Communist class.
Not surprised.
And yeah. And he was like, oh, we don't have any more blankets. I'm like, what?
Wow.
And he's like, but there should have been a blanket there. And I'm like, yeah.
It's like, that's not my problem.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. There should have been a blanket and a pillow here.
Yeah, American Airlines.
He's like, I'll go look.
Nice.
And he never came by again.
Typical.
Well, so I was cold. I was so freaking cold. I was shivering. I was shivering like for like 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks. Did you watch any movie at least?
No, it's too cold.
Are you serious?
No, I didn't watch any movies.
Oh, on both flights? Going and coming back?
Yeah, I did not watch a single movie.
What were you doing? Sleeping? Talking?
Thinking.
Thinking? So you're just sitting there like blank, just looking at the blank space for 12 hours?
Sometimes I kind of like trip out on the plane. Like I just... It gets surreal. After like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, it gets kind of surreal. I feel like I'm on a studio set. Or it's like, it's not, do you know what I mean? It starts to feel odd.
I guess.
And everyone sitting around you kind of becomes a sitcom character. And it kind of gets this weird, I don't know. But I take it as an opportunity to try to like meditate and like think about really deep stuff.
Oh, I watched this Danish movie that I wanted to watch about this phone operator, like emergency phone operator. It's a thriller.
What happened?
Well, I'm not going to... Well, it's a thriller, so I'm not going to talk about it. But it was perfect because I don't understand Danish, so I don't have to hear it. I will have to read the subtitles anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't really wear headphones because the baby's here and he's going to be, like, pulling on my headphones. So, yeah, it was perfect.
So you just read Danish? Well, I guess it's not
Danish. Yeah, I read the movie.
Yeah, the subtitles wouldn't be in Danish. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
You don't ever like
space out,
meditate, or do anything weird on the plane, because you don't have internet. It's such a good opportunity. Like, when do you not have internet? Like, really, you don't.
Well, it's a good opportunity
to
watch
your phone. You can't.
A movie.
I looked. You know, I scrolled through all those covers, new release section, or whatever, and.
You weren't interested. Do you eat?
Oh, God. The food was so bad.
Yeah. It's American Airlines, so...
But it's like...
Of course it's bad.
No, but it's like they've hired a team of the world's top culinary artists to engineer the worst tasting food you've ever had in your life. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like... I always wonder, like, American airline だったら、なんでサブウェイとか、普通にサブウェイをくれよって思わない?
Anything.
なんでこんな変なやつ作るのって思わない?
Not an exaggeration. I've never had something that tasted as bad as the fried rice that I tried to eat on the way back. And how do you fuck up fried rice? Like, fried rice is always bomb. Always, always.
Yeah.
But it was horrible. I couldn't. I was starving to death.
Yeah.
I was starving, you know?
Yeah.
Like early Buddha levels of just starving. Because I just hadn't eaten. I just got up early and just hadn't eaten anything. And I just could not get this food down. It was just disgusting. What is it? It's not just me, right? But it's like I've never tasted something that gross.
Yeah.
How? It's so weird. And you know,
people say it's worse than prison food.
And they're really juxtapositioning the whole economy class with the business class. You know, they try to make you feel like a total peasant loser. They feed them first, and then they all have like cutlery, you know, like silverware. So you hear like knives and forks on plates and stuff, and you're sitting there just starving. Then they bring out this wrinkly, dehydrated...
I wonder if it's that much better, though, on American Airlines.
It looks like it has to be way better.
I don't know.
They wanted to... Those people... I don't know. There is a weird... Like, what is that weird feeling when you get on the plane and you have to walk past the fancy, comfortable seats?
Yeah.
And there's no space for your carry-on. There's no blanket. and it just
There's
sucks.
There's no blanket.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
There's just some kind of... it's like, man, if I was like an evil billionaire, I'd be so comfortable right now.
Oh, yeah. You would be on private jet.
Probably like most evil people became that way when they walked through...
Probably.
You know, the business class section on an airplane. They were like, you know what?
Yeah.
People only care about themselves.
And it's worse when you're on economy and then you're walking through the business class. Actually, like on your way out.
They're like lying down now. They're like in hammocks.
Well, it's worse when you see a child in it, right? Like a 6-year-old sitting on a business class chair. And I'm just like, oh, shit.
Well, I don't really have that sentiment with the child, but it's just absurd. Like, it seems like the gap just widens and widens, you know? And so they surgically remove, you know, an additional inch and a half from your femurs so that people in business class can like stretch their toes out a little bit more, you know, because it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just a weird sort of social class hierarchical,
yeah,
you know, they like put pretty flight attendants, young pretty flight attendants in like the expensive areas, and then they just have like these grumpy battle axes in the back of the plane that just like they're just running your legs over with the cart. Like they don't give a fuck. Like they just treat you like shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why American airlines are so bad.
Coffee.
It's been like that forever. They're always so angry. Like one time when I think it was when I was going to Hawaii or something, my friend asked them. I think it was, I don't know which airline it was, but my friend asked this flight attendant if they had soup instead of just tea or something. And and this the look on this flight attendant's face, like she rolled her eyes and she was like, no. She was so mad. And I was so shocked, like, sonna okoru mitaina. It was actually pretty scary. But that's why I like Japan Airlines. They're the best. They're so nice. They will never, ever roll their eyes at you. No matter how stupid you are, they'll be really nice. And especially with a baby. Oh my God. Like when we went to Hawaii, it was jiao. And on our way, we had enough miles. So we were on business class. And one of them kept coming back. Like my baby really liked one of them. And she kept coming back and she kept like, you know, entertaining the baby and it was super helpful. Everyone's super smiling and polite and the food is okay. I mean, I don't really eat it, but you know, it's never disgusting.
I would totally eat it if I have eaten airplane food. If they just bring like the soba yeah. noodles or something.
Yeah.
It's so much better than whatever experiment I was consuming.
I always change it to, I'd like to change it to vegetarian meal.
Huh. There's no vegetarian option, I don't think, on it. There might
be. They do. They definitely do. You just have to call them in advance. Like usually 2 days before your flight, then they'll definitely change it for you. And it's not, I don't really want to eat. I don't really want to eat meat on the plane. So, you know, I just want some fruits and yogurt and whatever.
The bread is so brutal. The bread. The level of like dried out, like shiketeru bread. It's like crazy.
You didn't have any choice?
I had all of
the airline, I mean.
Oh. I mean, I always have a choice.
Right.
Yeah, but it costs more money.
Yeah. I avoid American Airlines in general.
Oh, so brutal.
As much as I could.
Yeah, I just got back like last night.
Jet lag.
Somehow in one piece. And it was Narita, which is brutal.
Right.
But I mean, it's way nicer than LAX, way nicer. Japan is like, people here are just really know how to like do a good job when it comes to service, especially.
Shimi-jimi.
Like I just spent too much time in the States where it's just like, you know, just tweakers and just crazy people, just, it's crazy in America. I saw someone driving around. They had like just rolled their car, like rolled it all the way over. So the roof of the car had damage, and they're just driving down the street, like people, like everything is kind of just boroboro, and people just do whatever's easiest and. No, there's no sense of professionalism pretty much almost anywhere in the States, unless you're at like a fancy casino or something. Right. But like
you were in Arizona?
I was in LA, which wasn't that nice.
Hmm.
I mean, I like LA, but it's it has problems. People are the worst drivers in LA. People are bad drivers in Phoenix and other places too, but LA is like next level. And people get upset like right away. Like they're just yelling.
Like
people,
road
everyone's
range.
Just yelling and like, yeah, it's crazy. There's no turn signals, no like it's just crazy. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm always like amazed how different America is from here. Like the difference in people too. And people are huge. People are huge.
Right.
Like I feel like I'm a larger person here. But when I'm in the States, I'm I could just get run over by someone.
Right. Yeah. I didn't feel that kind of a shock in Amsterdam. Like people are.
How's the service there? Because the idea of service in America is just,
people are polite and nice. And one of the restaurants I went was exceptionally great because they would bring out fruits for my son. Like I didn't ask for it. They didn't charge me either. Like they were just really thoughtful and I don't know. Anywhere we went, it was pretty pleasant. And
yeah, you didn't go to like the red light district or
not this time with the baby. No, but
you didn't take him through for a stroll.
No, but even last time when we went to the red light district, it's pretty safe and it, you know, I wasn't shocked or anything. And it's not that dirty or anything. I mean, it's like Shinjuku. To me, Shinjuku is dirtier. So, yeah.
Japan's so safe, though.
So for safe. Sure.
Every time I go overseas, I'm like, wow, it's just so safe in Japan. Because there is like a possibility of like crazy stuff happening all the time.
Yeah.
When you're in the States. Like in Arizona, for example, you know, people can just carry firearms. You can have a handgun like in your
guns
car.
Guns are,
I'm not going to say almost everyone, but everyone could have a firearm in their car. And you basically have to assume that everyone does because you don't know.
Right.
You know, so it kind of.
I might have talked about this, but when I'm in, I go to Florida every year, but when I'm there and when I go to like Walmart or Target or whatever, sometimes I think about it, like it is possible that someone just comes in and starts shooting everybody. Like that's not going to happen here.
Walmart actually would sell guns in Walmart.
Right.
I don't know if they still do.
And that's kind of, that's a thing that I never have to worry about here. I don't even think about guns here. So it's definitely weird. But
it's a luxury for sure.
I guess Amsterdam could get weird too. Like it's pretty safe for a place in Europe.
It's safer than most of Europe, you think? Like what's safe for a place in Europe?
Like I could walk at night.
It's safer than like Moscow or something.
I don't know about Moscow at all. I've never been there, but you know, I felt safe most of the time, me and my baby and my husband. But even without my husband, like I wouldn't be scared to walk around or anything.
Like some parts of Europe, you'll get robbed very quickly.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and like most
you
people
can get robbed easily. But I always try to look kind of poor, not poor, but like I try to look like I live there. Like I try my best not to look like a tourist. I try to look like a student, and it works. They always ask me for directions. So, but my friend, you know, Julie, she lives in Paris, but she came down to see me with her baby. And then she was telling me like, oh yeah, like my friend has been here and he had a very bad experience. Like the day he got there, he was walking on the street and someone came at him with a needle like 注射器
Jesus.
Saying like, I have AIDS. Like, give me your stuff. Yeah. Just give me all your stuff. Jesus. And then... So apparently...
It was threatened with an AIDS needle?
Yeah. So apparently...
Wow.
I
would just... threw my wallet at them and booked it.
I know. So apparently this guy was saying like Amsterdam is like the worst place ever. But I don't have that impression at all. I mean, it didn't happen to me clearly.
But that could have happened to you.
I guess. I mean, maybe it depends on where you go to. I don't know. I was in Amsterdam first and then I went to The Hague.
That's just such a crazy story. Like,
probably even
people do that?
Safer. I mean, I guess...
Like, threaten to infect people with AIDS?
Like, I mean, like, who knows? He probably doesn't have AIDS anyway. But, well, you know, I'm sure there are always some, you know, weird people out there in every city.
That person totally
could
have had AIDS. Certainly, if you're going to assume that people have guns, you're going to assume that guy has AIDS.
But it's kind of like a weird thing to say to other people.
Well, I find it threatening. If someone said that to me and was holding a needle, I'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, but I mean...
Like, I wasn't prepared for this. Couldn't you just have a gun or something? Like, to me... I'd
worse.
Be so surprised by the needle.
Yeah,
like,
I
don't even know.
Surprised, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was nice, though. I mean, it had been, like, what, 2-3 years since I... went to Europe and I love it, so it was cool even with the baby.
Yeah, I went camping, which is kind of nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I really like camping. I feel like
camping in Japan and camping in the States feels different. Like, camping in the States feels more dangerous, like coyote or mountain lion. I don't know. This impression that you could get eaten by some random animals.
I was in an area where they have black bears and they have coyotes.
Okay.
And they have a bunch of other things too. Snakes.
Well, good.
Scorpions.
Good thing that you didn't get eaten then.
And I've seen scorpions, snakes. I sent you a video of that snake.
Yeah. Right? It looked like a sea snake.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. And
just a stripe.
It panicked when I tried to get close to it and started writhing and like...
Kawaisu. You know, snakes are scaredy cats. They get scared easily.
Depends.
No, but they are.
Not in the desert. In the middle of the desert, these places, like, there's tons of rattlesnakes and like diamondbacks.
But they try
to
scare you because they are scared. Those poor little
animals
creatures.
Are just fucking each other up in nature, killing each other, ripping each other's heads off. Like, that's what's... They're vicious. They don't give a shit about...
Well, they try to avoid, like, fighting.
They're hunting. They're all
hunting. Otherwise, they get hurt and that could kill them.
Like, the scorpion is, I guess, scared, too. You know, he's not trying to fight a human. But if you get close to it, he's gonna sting you and you could die.
They're kind of stealthy looking too, right? It's hard to
see,
like, step on it accidentally.
Yeah, the one I saw was like that.
Oh, that's tiny.
Yeah, but the tiny ones kill you.
Oh.
And the big ones are not that dangerous.
That's so inconvenient.
Yeah, so the tiny ones, they come out at night. So
oh God, please no.
They can just crawl into your shoe and
oh,
then
oh God.
And then in the morning you try to put your shoes on and then you're in the emergency room fighting for your life.
Is that why American people keep their shoes on and go on to their bed and
maybe. I don't know.
I was just talking about it with Patrick, remember the guy in Hawaii, because he was here. And I was just like, yeah, that's like the one thing that I don't understand about American people.
But some Americans take their shoes off before they go into the bedroom now. So like the whole house.
Tarinai.
The whole house is like.
Why just the bedroom? Okay.
But, you know, if you have, I don't know.
You kind of get used to it. I mean, before going to Amsterdam, I was like, oh, my baby crawls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of dirty if he's crawling around in the Airbnb that we're going to be staying at. And I was kind of like, eh, on the first day, but
then you got used to it.
It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever. Just crawl around, like
get some of these
germs and get stronger, you know?
Yeah. And these Euro germs.
Yeah. And we went to the wedding and it was an indoor venue and he was crawling around and
more germs,
you know? Yeah. More germs. He was totally fine.
Yeah.
So I guess you get used to it and it's nothing.
I guess like dirt and outside stuff is not, that's not nearly as gross to me as like getting on my intention. Or like,
yeah, my intention is gross.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like wet windows and like,
oh,
ugh.
Ew. Ugh. People's breaths. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like coughing right next to you, like in your face.
Yeah. If you're on my indensha, like how many people are farting at any given like second?
Well, farts or whatever. At that point, I don't give a fuck.
You don't care.
No, I care more about like diseases. You
what if someone like, was like right next to you and they really farted? Like major, like Taco Bell.
That won't make me sick at least. Hmm. Like sick as in sick.
maybe it could. Is there bacteria in flatulence?
No way.
What, you're like, saying like flatulence is sterile?
Sick? How did you get sick? Well, someone farted.
Yeah, someone farted on Yamanote and now I have swine flu.
Oh, so stupid. もちろん、くじのテキスト。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリで、Android、Mac、iPad、iPhone でゲットできますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式アプリでは、公式ストアではストアもあります。イケてるグッズたくさんありますのでチェックお願いします。Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやっていますのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。